Good morning. We're continuing the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Lamed, the Melacha of Psod, and we're holding the middle of Siman Aleph. And so the Chayyadim said that the third condition, which one has to meet, it has to be put, if the person does it by going into an enclosure, as opposed to doing tzedek by throwing a net over it or grabbing it. So just that it's considered nitzud due to the fact that it's inside of this enclosed area. If that's the definition, we have to define what that means. So he says, like, he's only chayiv if he does seder into an area where the animal now is considered trapped, which by definition means that it's readily accessible. Applies to birds, it applies to wild animals, it applies to domestic, to behemoths. And we will see more about that. There might be some limitations on behemoths. If he brings it into a chatzar, so a bird which cannot fly, let's say a chicken, it's not going anywhere. It's inside this chatzar, the walls are high enough, it can't get out. The tzvi is in the chatzar, it can't get out. A bird which flies, it would have to be an area which is enclosed. The airspace is also enclosed. It has a roof over it and it has walls, so it can't get out. If the area that it was put into was small enough, so the definition of readily accessible is you can get it in one chase, which we define by an average person. Let's say an average person, after chasing an animal around after 10 minutes, they're going to peter out and they're going to have to take a break. And then resume the effort afterwards. So that's called, it's more than one reach, it's more than one run. But an animal which can be retrieved, it's been put into an area which is small enough that the animal does not really have a large amount of area to escape to. And with this one act of chasing it, five minutes around, the animal will it has nowhere to go, and you'll catch it. So that's called Ritza Achas. It's one running. One running means the person does not need to take a rest before they continue the act of chasing. So you might have an area which is not so large. If you have a small rodent and there's cracks and crevices and different places where it could hide, one chase is not necessarily going to give you the prize. So it's not limited only to the issue of space. You put a fish into a pool. So they're not a very large pool, but there are various different cracks on the walls, different places where the fish could hide. So with one act of chasing alone, no one's not going to get the desired item. So that's not called makom shenitzadin by. Okay. Then the Chayyadim discusses exactly if this is the right definition of the what the Gemara is saying, but that's this is the accepted definition of Malkam Shini Tzadin Bay. Abel Tzibar Dror Fili Hignis Labayas Potter Dadain Eno Nitzad Shom Shinishwat Mizabas Zabas Mikoloshken Kishachalon Pasuach the Potter. This is a small bird which is fiercely protects its independence. So if there's any windows open, obviously the bird can get out. It's not nitzed at all. But even if all of the windows and doors are shut, it's stuck in this room. It's going to flitter here and flitter there and flitter here and flitter there. It's going to find every small area where it can hide in. So the person's not going to easily access this bird. So putting that bird into such a room, if the bird was outside of the room, and he chased it into that room and shut the door, he would not be doing a malacha of tzeda on a Torah level. He'll only be doing a malacha of tzeda on a Dorbanan level. It's important to point out that once something is nitzud at the Rabbanan level, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's not nitzud yet. So a person would then transfer that animal into a higher level of tzedah. he took hold of a hand. He threw a net over it. He moved it to a smaller room, where now it's easier to access it. All of those are seder on a Torah level seder, because up to this point, halachically, it was not nitzed. Midaraisa was not nitzed at all. This is not considered captured yet, and now you capture it on Shabbos. The person is on the malach of seder by moving it from a lesser level of seder derabanan to a level of seder deraisa. Have a good day.